All right, everyone. How about that? Eagles win 24.
Were you just about to say Eagles win big?
Well, they do. A win is a win. So,
were you just about to say Eagles won big?
Hey. Come on now, brother.
A win is a win. The Eagles still have a lot of work to do, but they beat the stinky Jets. It's a
like
win-win.
I said, Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to turn the ball over at least two times. He turned it over three times. He stinks. He's a journeyman. That's all Ryan Fitzpatrick is.
Well,
and I think we saw the reason why you say J-E-T, oh, wait, they stink.
Listen.
Eagles, hey, who needs DeMarco Murray? How about that?
I'll tell you what. You guys are going to need DeMarco Murray. Even though the Eagles moved the ball for two series today, they still need work. You had, and correct me if I'm wrong, eight punts today by the Eagles. This score should have been 50-17 by the Eagles.
Eagles win. That's all I got to say.
Listen, I called it. I said they were going to win. I said a win is a win. I understand that. But you're Mr. Eagle, right?
No.
Yeah, you're Mr.
Realistic.
Eagle.
And I'm realistic when I say, guess what? Eagles will be 2-2 because we play the stupid, stinky, I have to say these words, Washington Redskins next week, and the Redskins look like they have nothing left. So, you know what? I am already picking the Eagles in that game to win big.
You do that. Let me just tell you, for a person that knows football, you can't go into the game.
Wait, are you talking about you?
A divisional game. A divisional game.
I know,
I
heard
Redskins know. The Redskins know the Eagles.
Oh.
And the Eagles are far. You had eight punts today. You didn't do anything in the first. The Jets beat themselves today.
They couldn't move the ball.
Couldn't move the ball.
Typical New York fan.
Listen, I call a spade a spade. I picked the Eagles to win today.
Right.
But the Jets
beat themselves, right?
The Jets couldn't move the ball.
Please.
Fitzpatrick was throwing it directly to you guys. I mean, come on.
Well, that's the nature of a football team, okay?
I mean, come on now.
You have to be on all cylinders. And you know what? Ryan Fitzpatrick sucked out loud.
The Eagles were on all cylinders? You mean to
tell? No, I'm not saying they were.
Two good drives, that's it.
I'm not saying they were.
Thank God you guys got freaking Sproles, period. If it wasn't for that.
A win is a win, and the Eagles are now 1-2.
You know what the difference is in that game?
What?
Special teams. Sproles scoring that touchdown. If he does not score that touchdown,
it's a tie game.
Exactly, and you guys may be losing right now. Okay, so there is some work to. If I'm saying this because you said you're going to dominate the Redskins, not playing like that.
Here's what it is.
Not playing like
Here's
that.
Here's what it is. A New York fan bitter about the Eagles winning
a
game.
I'm not bitter. I picked the Eagles to win.
Speaking of losing games,
come on now.
Those Dallas Cowboys.
Far from objective, and that we could agree on. They stink.
The Cowboys. All cylinders got their butts handed to them by Matt Ryan.
I wouldn't say they got their butts handed.
Oh, I would. I absolutely would.
It was a close game.
Yeah. It wasn't really that close in the fourth quarter. Once Brandon Weeden really showed the real Brandon Weeden why he's a backup, and Matt Ryan carving them up. Julio Jones, by the way, another big day from him. Julio Jones has been on this year in the NFL.
How about Arizona right now? 14-0 game just started. Are you kidding me?
I could care less about Arizona. But seriously. Let's look at some of the scores in the early day. New England, 51.
Oy, we called it.
Jacksonville, 17.
We called it.
Jacksonville's such a joke.
Jacksonville, they were amped up for the Florida Bowl last week against Miami. And reality kicked in today. And, Brady said enough was enough. 51. Jesus.
How about this? A low, low scoring game out in St. Louis. Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Rams 12-6.
Huge
sounds
dagger.
Sounds like a baseball score.
I'll tell you what, huge loss for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Might have a torn ACL. Roethlisberger.
Well, I don't know about the torn ACL yet. I don't news hasn't came out yet officially on that.
Might have a torn ACL. Might being the main idea there.
By the way, 646-668-2951. You want to talk about the game. Again, I really don't see.
Eagles needed this game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Eagles needed this game. I think they did enough to win the game. Defense,
I would agree,
kept the offense in this game.
Yep.
The defense won this game for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
They played balls out today.
Yeah,
okay. But you play like that against the football Giants, you're going to lose. You play like that against the Cowboys, if Romo's there, you're going to lose.
Romo's not there, so.
Romo might be back, though, by the time you guys play.
Eventually, everyone's going to be back, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's imperative that you don't start thinking that everything is okay. Because I haven't heard you give any type of criticism yet. Like a logical football fan should. I gave criticism to the New York Giants. That Redskins game should have never been that close. Never. I'm still waiting for some criticism with this Eagles game.
All right.
And the team.
DeMarco Murray. I don't need DeMarco Murray anymore at this point.
You don't.
I'm done with DeMarco Murray. After watching the Ryan Matthews and Darren Sproles run up and down the field, I really feel comfortable without DeMarco Murray being
so
on this
you
team.
Want to waste what do we pay?
$8 million?
$8 million.
Yes.
You want to waste
$8 million. Why not? What does he do besides lose yards? He doesn't even not gain. He loses yards for this Eagles team.
He's a creature of that D line in Dallas.
No.
Offensive line in Dallas.
No.
You know what I mean? I'll tell you what though. Matthews fits that Eagle offense.
Yeah,
Sproles
absolutely.
Fits any offense.
Right, absolutely, and I agree with that. I mean, listen.
You know what
some
I mean?
Let's go over some of the early scores. Cincinnati 28, Baltimore 24. Yeesh. Baltimore had numerous chances to win that game, and they didn't. Carolina 27.
Look at that.
Over New Orleans, by the way. And that's another game right there. I knew that game was going to happen. It was actually much closer than I actually thought.
I thought the Panthers
should be blowing that. Yeah, absolutely, without Drew Brees. But, you know, whatever.
No, I hear
Oakland
you.
Over Cleveland, 27-20. Atlanta, 39. Dallas, 28. Love that score, by the way. Houston, surprise of the day. Houston beating the Buccaneers, 19-9. That was just a weird game all around,
I think.
That's
weird. How about this? The Vikings.
Yep.
Destroying the Chargers.
Knew that was going
to
happen.
31-14.
Absolutely.
Whoa. Wow.
Absolutely. Adrian Peterson, you know, looks phenomenal. We have the Philadelphia score, the Patriots score, Pittsburgh, like I said, and then how about Indianapolis beating the Titans?
Last second there. Titans can't push it through.
35-33.
Titans can't push it through. Tough one. And then we got Buffalo Bills on the scoreboard at the fourth at 4:30 already, beating Miami. Carolina Panthers destroying the Saints.
And, I don't know about destroying.
And how about Arizona? Up 14 points already. Game just started.
Yeah, well, the 49ers may be one of the worst teams in the NFL.
And the Steelers taking a hit today, ladies and gentlemen. The Pittsburgh Steelers may have lost. But still winning the game, 9 to whatever. May have lost Roethlisberger for the year. May have. So that's huge.
But Michael Vick is a good backup.
He is.
I mean, let's be honest.
He is, hands down.
I'm not seeing anything right now currently on crutches with a heavy brace around his knee as
that
he leaves the stadium. Team will update after further tests. So right now, Ben Roethlisberger doesn't look good. However, still, we're still going to remain optimistic here, especially if you're a Steelers fan. You know, you have to be optimistic. But right now, it doesn't look good. That's all
right.
We can say.
And it was a weird game from even going. He got injured, I think, in the third or early fourth quarter.
Right.
A weird game going. Usually, we were thinking he was going to air it out all day.
Wow.
Nine points.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was really weird game.
It was a very weird game.
But again, they were playing at the Rams in that dome.
This is it.
You know?
Right. Absolutely.
So, interesting. Interesting. Anyway, some other scores here going on, ladies and gentlemen. The 4:30 games have started. You know, we made our picks earlier. I'm thinking about keeping the belt here today. I'm thinking about keeping the belt here today. You know,
I don't know if you will, dude. That doesn't look good for you right now.
What do you mean? We're like tied right now. What do you mean?
No, we're not tied.
We're just about. Yes, we are. How are we not? Like the only team that's different right now is that, what was it? The Titans-Colts game came back and won.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think Cincinnati.
But then we are different on tonight's game.
Okay.
And we're different on tomorrow night's
game.
But
you said not right now, so I don't know where you're getting that from.
Well, we both did really good today.
Right. We did.
To be honest.
We did. Seriously.
I'm trying to pull up some stats, but NFL.com has the worst, the absolute worst. I'm trying to get you can't get anything without a stupid video popping up. And it's been the same thing every single time I try to get on it. So let's go over some stats, though. All right?
Yeah, man.
Sam Bradford did play. He played mediocre today.
He played to win the game.
Right.
That was it.
Sam Bradford played to win the game. He didn't play. He wasn't aggressive. He wasn't soft with it. He was ultimately safe. Okay?
Absolutely.
As he should be.
Right.
You know? But I think the Eagles did what they needed to do, which was run the ball. Matthews over 104 yards rushing today.
Right.
Sproles was the difference with the kick return, which came out of nowhere. It was interesting.
Yes, very 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 interesting today. And honestly,
and they made it too close. The Eagles should have been blowing them out the water.
Out the water. You're not satisfied with anything.
Yes, I am. But not. You know, mediocrity, I can't stand for. I always aim for 100%.
Right. All right.
You know what I mean? Eagles, 8 punts today. You guys should have been moving the ball up and down on them, period. Moving the ball.
All right. So, Sproles and the defense helped the Eagles beat the Jets for the first win, 24-17. Yeah. What are some of your thoughts coming out of that game? And then I'll go over mine.
Some of my thoughts are, the Jets need some work, period. Like I said before, I think the difference makers on the field, and I think we called it together before the game started, we said Matthews had to have a good game, which he did. Sproles had to be a difference maker, which he was. I mean, like I said, that by Sproles was the difference in the game. And ultimately, he is your special weapon. So I think the Eagles have a lot of work to do. You couldn't move the ball. You couldn't sustain drives. You had, I think, close to 8 punts, if not more, in the game. 2 solid drives. 1 should have been a touchdown instead of a field goal. So, I mean, you guys got some work to do. And I think next week you're going up against a better team all the way around. The Redskins could be better. And don't disregard them. You can't.
Okay.
That's the mistake you Eagle fans are going to make, like that are like you. I know some logical Eagle fans that are like, okay, this is a divisional game. Divisional.
We'll be 2-2 after next week. Mark my words.
If you say so. If you say so.
Is Kirk Cousins supposed to scare me or something?
I'm not giving you my pick. Your defense helped
win. What did I say today?
Ryan
Fitzpatrick. That's the reason we're going to win. Why is the reason we won? Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I think Cousins is better than Fitzpatrick. He's taller, bigger, has a stronger arm. Fitzpatrick is tiny. He had 3 bat downs. 1 was a pick today. 3 bat downs. I mean, come on.
Ryan
Cousins
Patrick.
Is a lot taller. He has a stronger arm.
This is what I said this morning, and I called it. I said, this Jets offense stinks out loud. And Ryan Fitzpatrick showed that today.
I agreed with you. The dink and the dunk. They're not –
Absolutely terrible.
That's all they do. They don't go deep. I think they had one deep pass to Brandon Marshall. You know what I mean? So, come on.
How about the let's look at some of the scores, okay? Let's look at them again. Actually, you know what we're going to do here? We're going to look at the league so far. Who is the worst team in the league right now?
Break it down, man.
All right. I'm going to break some stuff down here, all right? Standings right now. As we speak. All right.
I cannot believe the Texans won. What the hell is going on?
Yeah,
the Texans, unbelievable. And they ran the ball. The Texans ran the ball down their throat. And it was a scoring run to actually take the lead and ultimately win by the Texans. So
I agree.
Interesting.
I agree 100%. Now, let's look at some teams that are 0-3. The only 0-3 team
currently
is the New York Aints.
Who's that?
I'm sorry, the New Orleans Saints.
Like, what the hell are you talking about right now? Seriously. The Saints. Yeah, I mean, taking that loss, it's tough. It's tough sledding right now. Tough.
Yeah, it's bad. The Saints, like I said, Drew Brees will be the Eagles quarterback next season. That's my opinion anyway. That's how I feel. I really feel, at least in my mind, I really feel like the Jaguars today showed that they're still the Jaguars. Because this is, I mean, the Jaguars, let's be honest, and I'm going to tell it like it is. The Jaguars today stunk it up out loud. Now, I get it. They were playing one of the best teams in football in New England, but that doesn't matter. I mean, the right now the Patriots and the Packers, like I said, are going to be your Super Bowl champions. And I really believe that. I think the Packers and the Patriots right now are the best two teams in the NFL. We saw it today. And we're going to see it tomorrow night when the Chiefs get blown out of the water. I don't know why you picked them. But like I said, the Packers win that game. Patriots won their game today easily. But let's still talk about what happened today with the Eagles and the Jets. Eagles get a win, have a game against the Redskins next week, who stink out loud. And I think the Eagles, and then after that we play the Saints. So now I'm thinking 3-2. That looks pretty good.
Wishful thinking, my friend. Wishful thinking.
Well, it very well could happen.
It can happen.
It very well could happen.
But you guys got to be able to do this, man.
Why do we have a Cowboys fan doing right here?
She's rooting for the Giants.
Oh, you're rooting for the Giants? Is that right? Oh, wow. Wow. How about that?
As you said, she hates the Eagles.
Oh.
It's interesting. We have a fan.
That's a violation, I think.
That might be a violation.
That's a violation.
I'll take it.
Let's go over some things here, okay? 0-3, the New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints could be one of the worst teams right now in the league. And without Drew Brees here, now I think Drew Brees does come back next week.
Right.
But without Drew Brees, what are the Saints?
Listen,
what are the Saints? Could they be 3-13?
Yeah, they can be.
Really?
But with Drew Brees there, anything is possible. They could potentially come back.
Wow.
They could potentially make a run at it. And when they face the Eagles in New Orleans, it's a game, brother.
So let's go over some of the 3-0 teams right now real quickly. New England Patriots, everyone saw that coming. Cincinnati Bengals, I'm going to be honest, I didn't see that one coming one bit. Yeah. The Carolina Panthers, I mean, their division's so bad. Actually, right now, their division looks pretty good.
The Bengals
now the Falcons,
deal.
Too, 3-0 as well. Just wait there with the Panthers.
I don't believe in the Falcons.
I don't believe in the Panthers.
Yeah, true.
I mean, but somehow both of those teams are 3-0, so I don't know what to say, really.
Yeah,
the Cardinals are well on their way to be 3-0 as well. I mean, this game, I think, anyway, between the 49ers and the Cardinals isn't even close. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, I got it. I told you, Arizona's a real deal. I told you that. Palmer's just
go win.
Palmer is slinging it like he's taking it back to 1985. You know what I mean?
All right, let's take some calls.
And they're rolling around.
Oh, we're just going to take some calls right now, okay? Get this off my chest. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Matt.
All right, Matt, where are you calling from?
McCungie.
McCungie, Pennsylvania, correct?
Of course. Lower Mac Mafia. I just wanted to ask you, what did you think, before the game started, what did you guys think about the Bills?
The Bills game, you said, right?
Yeah, the line on the Bills game.
The line on the Bills game. I personally have the Bills losing this game to Miami because they're facing Miami. I'm not sure what the line was before the game, but if I had to guess, what was that? Miami -4.5. So
wow, and that's coming from a Cowboys fan helping us out.
One and a half. Gotcha.
I still love the Dolphins in this game. I know they're up 7-0 right now. I still love the Dolphins in this game, though.
Yeah, I like the Dolphins.
I like it.
At home.
My real question is, though, the NFC East is pretty bad right now. Who do you think is going to win the NFC East?
It's really tough. I think it's all up in the air. Right now, if I was to bet, you know, after watching this, I would say it's between the Giants and the Eagles right now. I really would. I don't think the Cowboys have enough in them. With all those injuries, and the Redskins are the Redskins, so... Right now, I'm going to say Giants Eagles.
Yeah, I think it's going to be those two.
What's the winning record?
9-7. I think 9 wins gets you in.
Yeah,
in the NFC East,
9 wins gets you in. I got Giants Eagles actually playing for a playoff to get into the playoffs.
Last game of the season.
I got that happening. And I think the last game is at MetLife.
Yeah. Yep. At the Giants.
Heart attack.
So I have one more question.
It's going to be great. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, bud.
My man's a Giants fan, so how do you feel about the Giants? They should be 3-0 right now. Based on their play.
Could be, would be.
The Giants should be 3-0 right now.
Should be, could be, would be.
But go ahead with your question.
So yeah, no, my question is, what's your outlook? What do you think about the Giants?
Go ahead.
Listen, I love my Giants through and through, but we got a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. We need to play four quarters. The Giants should be 3-0, and they've had major debacles in the fourth quarter, dominating every single game. We dominated the Cowboys. We dominated the Falcons, and we dominated the Skins, and still allowed the Skins to actually make it a closer game than it was. We should have been blowing them out by 21 points. So with that being said, the Giants have some work. Right, but the Giants have we're healing up. That's the good thing. We lost 6 to 7 players before the season started, and we got 3 to 4 coming back. It's going to be dynamic, man, especially with Cruz, Odell. We got Reuben Randle over 116 yards passing. Our tight ends. I mean, Eli has a plethora of weapons. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
Okay, I have a quick shout-out and then one more question. It'll be a quick question.
All right, buddy.
I got a question for you, actually, Matt, if you're from McCungie. I got a question for him real quick. What are you not doing at Chickie and Pete's right now on a Sunday? What are you not doing here?
I know, that's crazy. I'm actually here.
he's calling.
Out front.
You're out front.
Are you getting ready to come in?
Yeah.
Beautiful, man.
I'm dead serious. I'm about to come in, but I want to give a quick shout out, real quick, to my buddy Ed, my other buddy Ed Munley, and Geary. And then I also want to ask you, if I had to bet my house, let's say I was gonna be broke as hell, I had to bet my house for the win the Super Bowl, what team?
I say the Packers.
Packers, Patriots. But yeah, I'm gonna say the Packers right now.
Yeah,
I really am.
I say Packers for the win. Packers bet the house.
Over the Pack?
I wouldn't bet my house.
Are you keeping your car?
Yeah, I have to keep the car though.
Okay,
right,
you're keeping the car.
You can sleep in your car if you lose your house. But bet the Pack. Go Pack, go. I'll see you in here, man. Take care.
All right, brother. Thank you for the call.
All right, I'm coming in.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Packers, and you know what? They haven't even played Week 3 yet, but I'm still going to think. I still think the Packers, absolutely.
Yeah, listen,
absolutely.
Let me tell you something. I love me some Aaron Rodgers. I love him to death. Aaron Rodgers is the real deal,
right?
But with that being said, I think the Chiefs are going to have a chip on their shoulders. And the Chiefs are going to win this game tomorrow night.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one more thing I want to talk about here. Okay, the Steelers, even though they won today, they may be without Ben Roethlisberger for the rest of the year.
Oh man,
that's the latest news coming out.
Oh yeah, that's what came out, huh?
That's the latest news that
coming
out.
Listen, I saw that knee injury. It looked so bad. It looked so bad. And I'm a person I've had tons of injuries, tons.
Absolutely,
you know that. And
yep.
The way that looked, awful. So that's heartbreaking for Steelers.
Real quickly, MRI, Albert Breer of NFL Network, MRI coming on Ben Roethlisberger. Source says team is hopeful the ACL and left knee is intact. However, it doesn't look good.
Torn ACL, MCL.
Possibly
MCL.
Torn ACL, okay. Out for the year, which would be devastating for them. However, Michael Vick is a good backup.
That's a good backup. That was a good pickup.
Absolutely.
Safe. He is, at one point, Michael Vick was the best quarterback in the league at one point.
646-668-2951. That's the number. Press 1 if you want to talk to us. Yeah, honestly, and right now, I think what you're seeing right now, Buffalo just scored again, by the way.
Wow.
But I still like Miami in that game.
Listen,
I don't know why.
That Tyrell Taylor is a monster.
Yeah. Well,
he reminds me of Michael Vick when Michael Vick was in his early 20s. You know what I mean? Tyrell Taylor, he could pass the ball and run.
Right.
So he's going to give him some fits today, but I got Miami.
Right. No, I would agree with you completely.
Miami. So you think what do you think is going through? Let me ask you something.
Sure.
What do you think is going through Chip Kelly's mind right now? About the running game, the quarterback, what special teams? Break it down for me.
I mean, there were some good things. Honestly, there were some good things right now that happened in this game today. You had Zach Ertz got involved for once.
Yeah.
You had the running game was back. The running game looked like it was back. You know, Ryan Matthews going over 100 yards. Darren Sproles getting involved. Special teams looked good. the defense looks solid today. I think you can honestly say the defense looks very good for the Philadelphia Eagles. Absolutely.
Won the game for you guys.
I think the things you got to come off of are that you did get your first win.
Yeah, that's
some of the things you need to improve on. I mean, Stafford. Wide open receivers.
You mean Bradford?
Many times, and he's not going to be able to do that against good teams. Now the Jets. The Jets defense. Don't get me wrong. Jets defense, very very good, and they did hold the Eagles to 24 points. Could you imagine if Ryan Matthews or Darren Sproles on some of those routes that were running right by the sideline? If one of them gets caught, now both of them were drop balls. If one of them gets caught, it's a totally different game. We're talking about double-digit leads.
I agree.
So right now, I mean, I really can't tell what this Eagles team is yet. I mean, it is week three.
You guys need to – but still, week three, you should know your third down proficiency is awful. You're not getting past that.
No, we need to improve on third down. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Eight punts.
That's
ridiculous.
You can't do that and win against good teams in the NFL. And the Jets team, while they do have a good defense, I think their offense sucks out loud.
We both called it in the beginning of the game. They're dink and dunk.
Yeah, they're a terrible offense out loud. And you know what? The Jets, I don't know who they play next, but the Jets are going to be losing multiple games this year if they play like that.
Right.
With Ryan Fitzpatrick. And you know what? Geno Smith isn't any better either.
So I forgot about Geno Smith.
Yeah. Well,
once
many people
that
did.
That jaw that got broken. You know what I mean? But it should be interesting. Listen, the Eagles got to win. Eagles Nation, don't jump off the bridge yet.
Nope, the Pope helped.
The Pope helped both cities.
Did the Pope come back and bless Sam Bradford's knees?
I don't know about that. I don't see Sam Bradford making it past week six, to be honest with you.
I don't agree with you.
I really don't.
I said that many times, and I've said that many times on the program. I believe Sam Bradford will be here in week 10. Now, past that, I don't know. But week 10, Sam Bradford will definitely be playing.
Well,
and I don't even know who we play in week 10. But you know what? I think it's a bye week, actually.
Is it?
Our bye week is either week 8 or week 9. But right around that time frame, I think Sam Bradford will be the Eagles' starting quarterback this season. Mark Sanchez will only be in one or two games.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
And those two games, you guys might be.
Well, hopefully, we're playing the Redskins or somebody bad at that point.
You don't want to play a divisional game with. Maybe you want to be playing maybe the Saints
or the Bucks
or the Bills or the Bucks.
Right, right. Well, if we play the Bucks, by the way, the Bucks. I mean, you know what? I think there's a lot of teams. Like I said, and what did I say about the Redskins? And you know, I'm going to include the Jets in this. I'm going to include the Jets.
Okay.
You know, you ever see, like I said, one of those ex-girlfriends that you have that loads the makeup on her face, and then it rains a little bit, and it starts to wash all that makeup off, and you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah, she's rough.
Oh, boy.
She's rough, yeah.
She's rough, and she's ugly.
Well, you know what?
That's the Jets.
That's the
Redskins.
You think that's
they're
the
ugly. And you know what? They ain't getting any better. They are, you know, Halloween time, it's trick or treat. They are tricks. They are not a good NFL team. And I don't care. The Jets haven't played really anyone. The Colts barely could beat the Titans today with a rookie quarterback.
The Colts don't have a good team.
No, well, the Colts, they're okay.
They won today.
They beat the Dolphins, who are down right now 14-0 to the – I don't think the Bills are that great either.
No.
So who did the Jets really play?
You're right. You got a point. You got a point. Maybe the NFC East is tougher than the AFC East.
Except for the Patriots, right.
The Giants have the Patriots' number, and I think the Eagles or the Giants or the Cowgirls could actually beat them if they faced them.
Well, not if they play like that.
No.
Not if they play like that.
No, we need to
turn some things up. Listen,
not eight
the
punts.
Good, the bad, the ugly. Okay, the good, you finally got Darren Sproles involved. You finally got special teams back.
That's your lethal
you
weapon.
You got your defense back, and you got the running game back. The bad. Sam Bradford missed so many open wide receivers. Wasn't even funny.
Picks.
The ugly, all those drops. I want to see that much better next week. The Red
third
Kids,
down
and you have to play.
Getting that first down is key.
Yeah.
No, that's important. I mean, how do you not?
Well, if you don't drop the ball on some of those plays, those third downs are converted.
Ultimately, the Jets did not stop you guys, man. You guys just couldn't convert. Sam Bradford threw some ducks. Period.
No, I would agree.
You know what I mean?
I would agree completely. Absolutely.
And the Jets didn't get a lot of pressure on them.
No.
I think last week, the Cowboys lived in the backfield.
Yep.
But you know what I mean? Like,
Period. It's going to be an interesting season.
It will be a very interesting season. Eagles getting their first win. Giants also get their win. So, and right now, the Redskins, Giants, Eagles, all 1-2 this year. Cowboys 2-1 with a sloppy performance today in Atlanta. Or, I'm sorry,
in Dallas.
It was in Dallas, yeah.
In Dallas.
Now, one thing I saw about that game, Julio Jones.
A monster.
Let's talk a little bit about Julio Jones today.
Well, Julio Jones was a man amongst boys. He came to play. The Dallas Cowboys started off strong. They moved the ball up and down the field, actually running the ball down the Falcons' throat.
Yeah.
Same thing the Giants did. The Giants ran the ball.
Which I don't understand why they got away from that. They put the ball in Brandon Whedon's hands, who Brandon Whedon, I don't know if you knew this, according to the Cowboys fan here, because I wasn't really watching that game.
Yeah.
But 17 straight passes for completion.
It was 17 for 17 in the first half there.
That's amazing. For a backup quarterback,
well,
that's good.
But again, the Falcons could be beat.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? The Falcons
and
could
I think,
be beat.
You know what? And I think the Falcons win that division because I have a lot more confidence in the Falcons than I do the Panthers.
I think, nah. I mean, Niners, was it Arizona Niners?
No. What?
Saints division.
Saints, Bucks.
That's right.
Panthers,
Saints, Bucks, Panthers,
and Falcons. Falcons win that division.
Panthers beat the Falcons.
Really?
Yeah. That Panthers defense is for real.
Yeah, but who is the Panthers throwing to?
Still, that Panthers defense is for real. And
they have
Cam
no
makes,
receivers.
And Cam makes plays.
Cam makes plays. But who's he throwing to?
I got the Panthers. I got the
you
Panthers.
Do. Yeah.
Winning that
division.
Falcons could be. The Falcons are not strong. They're not. The Giants should have beat them last week.
They just beat. What? Wait a second. Hold on. Is this correct? Wow. The Falcons played the entire NFC East.
And swept us.
Yeah.
No, actually, they didn't play the Skins yet.
Well,
they'll beat the Skins.
They'll beat the Skins.
Right.
Watch
the Skins, like, destroy them.
No. Watch. They won't.
You know what I mean?
Played the Eagles in one. Played the Giants in one. Played the Cowboys in one.
Listen.
So the Falcons are really familiar with the NFC
East. The Eagles should have came back and beat the Falcons.
Well, should have, could have, would have. I'm going to say the same thing.
Should have came back and beat them. So the Falcons are not – they don't scare me. So I see Panthers. I see the Panthers beating them, bro. That defense is stout.
Yeah, but then you could go back and say, who do the Panthers really beat? I mean, the Saints are terrible right now.
The Saints got an okay defense, but still.
I don't know.
Panthers should have lost last week. But Cam made some plays. You know what I mean?
Right now, we're looking at some scores here around the league. Seattle is up on Chicago, only 3-0, by the way.
Interesting.
I don't know what's going on there because, I have this Chicago Bears offense.
The parity in the league
horrible,
is,
by the way.
Is interesting. You know, really, really interesting.
It's very – and looking at some of the other scores today, I mean, Minnesota just absolutely – and this it wasn't even this close.
No.
Minnesota absolutely destroying the San Diego Chargers today.
AP all day, baby. You know what I'm saying? Adrian Peterson ran up and down, I think, again, for over 100 yards, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Over 100 yards.
But here again, you cannot discount the fact that Adrian Peterson didn't play at all last year. Many people were like, he didn't play for a year. He'll be no. Listen, Adrian Peterson will be the leading rusher in the league this year.
Yeah, he might.
He will.
He might be. Yeah, he's a beast. Now Bell's going to have a workload, especially if Roethlisberger is out for the year.
Ooh, yeah, that's not good.
That's, you know, he's going to be a workhorse for the Steelers. And I think Vic is still going to be able to get him some wins. That's going to be tough. But yeah, AP might be the number one rusher in the league currently. Two games in a row, over 100 plus yards rushing. And, you know.
How about, again, the one game I think is the weirdest game of the whole entire day.
What was that?
Is that the Texans.
Yeah, interesting.
Up on the Buccaneers 19-9.
19-9. I don't know what happened to Jameis Winston.
I don't know either. I mean, there's a lot of games right now that, first of all, I think the only game everyone saw coming, and I mean 100% of everyone, are the Patriots beating the Jaguars 51, a 50 burger against 17 of the Jaguars. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, you cannot win an NFL game playing the way the Jaguars played, which is unbelievable to me. So right now, I'm just going to say, oh, by the way, I like to point out that the Oakland Raiders are 2-1 this year.
Interesting.
The Oakland Raiders.
They actually beat the Browns.
Can they win their division?
27. Yeah, they can.
Yeah.
Yes, they can. You know what
because
I mean?
Because right now, 32nd, last in the league, the Denver Broncos offense. And that's why I have the Detroit Lions winning the game tonight at Detroit.
Okay, I could see that. They still have Megatron. They still have, what's his name, from Notre Dame. But I don't see it. I don't see it. I think Peyton Manning is in a new offense. Peyton Manning is 19
years not used to it yet.
19 years in the league, almost 40 years of age, but he's going to get it tonight.
By the way, I'd like to point out something here, and I remember thinking this when I was watching the game today, but let's go back to the Eagles game for a little bit here. 21 points in the second quarter, none in the second half.
8 points.
That's a problem.
It's a huge problem.
That's a problem. You know, it's going back to how it was.
Three and out. And that's against a good team. That's a problem.
Well, the Jets are a good defense. Great defense.
But against a good team. If the other team has a good offense, that's a problem. And if they're scoring, it's going to put more pressure on your defense, which in turn, your defense is going to tire out, and that's a loss. You know what I mean? Because your defense is going to be on the field constantly. So you can't – they have to step up and back the defense up. If it wasn't for the defense today, and, of course, the Jets' special teams faltering, this is a different game.
Absolutely.
It's a different game. So Chip has some work to do this week. And I think next week's going to be a tough one. It's going to be tougher than today. I'll tell you right now, because it's a divisional game. The Redskins are healing up after 11 days gone. I think it's going to be tough. They were able to watch you guys here today, see some things that you guys did.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It does matter. And I think the Redskins are going to come to play. I'm not going to give you my pick yet.
I'll give you my pick right now.
Please do.
All right. Redskins, 21. Eagles, 31. We win by 10 points.
Interesting.
It'll happen. Yep.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
Okay.
First of all, Redskins, their defense right now is so old.
No.
And D'Angelo Hall's even injured. Yeah.
He's out. He ripped the ligament.
Come on. What are you? What is this?
What do you mean, what is this?
Whatever. Just like everyone was in love with the Jets. Oh, the Jets are such a great team.
No one is in love with the Skins.
When they played the Rams, everyone was like, wow, they beat the Rams. Yeah. No. Come on. Rams.
Wait, who beat the Rams?
Redskins.
Oh. Well, yeah. I mean, but the Redskins, their defense is ranked high. You know what I mean? The Giants just exploited them. Period. The Giants have.
And I think the Eagles are going to exploit them as well. I don't think this game. You know what? The game may not even be that close. I think the Eagles win. We'll go 2-2 now on the season.
How is that possible when the Eagles can't even get a first down?
We got many first downs today.
When?
First and second quarter. And third quarter. All quarters. What do you mean when?
No, you did not. They had two good drives. You punt. You want me to pull it up again?
Please do.
I mean, you can pull it up right there. Facts are facts. The Eagles have not moved the ball in three games. You had two good drives, 8 punts. Are you kidding me?
And yet, we scored 24 points.
Yes.
Given
one of those touchdowns.
I mean, come
on. All I'm saying is, you better score more points next week. The Redskins can move the ball. Running-wise and passing.
I'm sorry. I'm not scared. When you say Kirk Cousins, I say,
okay. You sound like an Eagle fan.
No, I'm just telling you the way it is. The Redskins are the same old Redskins for 20-some years who have sucked. And now all of a sudden, I'm supposed to say, oh, the Redskins are really scary. I'm not scared to play the Redskins one bit. I think we walk all over them next week.
I never said you should be. I said that cockiness that you have, you need to watch it because it's a divisional game.
Oh, God.
And the Redskins are going to run it down the Eagles' throat.
No, they won't. No, they won't.
Watch.
Oh, just like Chris Ivory did today, right?
Their running game, the Redskins have the number two running game in the league. In the league. The Jets didn't. Two different things. The Jets didn't. And I honestly think it's a divisional game. You can't count AFC. They know each other.
Well, what happened last year? We played the Giants 27-0. It was a divisional game.
Okay.
That one wasn't even close.
That happened.
That's what I think could happen
next week
with the Redskins.
That happened. With not this Eagle team. Not this Eagle team. This Eagle team stinks. Not this Eagle team.
Dude, I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You sound.
Well, we'll be here next week at 11 a.m.
You sound crazy right now.
That's fine. Seriously, as usual. By the way, I want to just go over something real quick. Every single Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're here Also, another thing, post-game shows.
4:30 to 6, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's if both, you know, go on the website, one, that's number one, sportstalk.com. That's one, sportstalk.com. And also like us on Facebook, Twitter, all that. And blog, it's, you know, blogtalkradio.com/onesportstalk.
There you go.
I want to go over some things right here. Deku Auto Body, family owned and operated since 1948. State of the art facility and equipment. Finance your deductible 90 days free. Get updated repair status online. Deku Car Rental Service, accepting all insurance appraisals. They took care of my car, gave me free estimate. You know, DekuAutoBody.com, located 1135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Also, Lehigh Valley Faces, Eastern Pennsylvania's premier marketing firm and your essential partner in marketing and business development strategies. Connect today, 484-272-2313, lvfaces.com, hashtag let's work.
Yeah, man.
I mean, again, listen, Eagles, I think that's the biggest news of the day. Eagles get their win, Dallas loses, everything is all well again. Everything is all well again.
I think not. You
for
Eagle
now,
fans,
everything
need,
is all well no, again.
You Eagle fans need to worry a little bit.
We're going to take one more call. We have time for one more quick call here. So let's just take that call right now.
Go ahead.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Berks County, PA.
Hi, awesome. How are you doing? I didn't catch your name.
We didn't get your name there, bud. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
All right.
We lost him. We lost him.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to know you're on the air. If not, we're going to get dropped. Like I said, big news of the day. Everything seems to be all well in Eagle country. How about that?
Well, listen, the Eagles won the game fair and square. They did. They won.
Absolutely.
They have a lot of work to do.
Oh, absolutely. They have a lot of work to do. I get that. Like third down conversions also.
They're not going
to
win the division playing like that. They're not. I'm telling you right now.
Here's the thing. The division is not that good.
They won't win the division when they can't convert on third down. The Giants will score, and you guys won't be able to.
No.
The Cowboys will score, and you guys won't be able to.
I don't know.
You guys got to get some first downs.
Oh, look. There's a Cowboys fan right here waving her hands in the air.
I don't think she knows what fan she is, but it's okay. You said you like the Giants and the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's a violation, by the way. You can't like the Cowboys and the Giants. Come on.
That might be no. Yeah, that's no. We Giants fans hate the Cowboys, period.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, period.
Absolutely. But again, reiterating what happened today, Cowboys lose. I don't know why that always comes up afterwards, but
yeah, I don't know.
Eagles win. And how about the game of the day so far? What do you think the game of the day is? I already know what it is for me.
Not the Giants. No,
no, that Colts Titans game.
You think
back
so?
And forth? Absolutely. That Colts Titans game looked like one of the games of the week, possibly.
I think Cincy Ravens. That was back and forth.
I could see that. No, you know what? I could very well see as well too.
Steve Smith Jr. went ham.
Senior.
Went ham.
I don't know why he's senior all of a sudden either.
Yeah,
there's not Steve. The other Steve Smith that sucked. He was with the Giants, and then he came on the Eagles and couldn't catch a cold.
Well, he did well for the Giants, which is what mattered.
Right, yeah. I don't know why we're still saying Steve Smith Sr. There's no other Steve Smith in the league at this point.
Well.
But I digress.
Listen.
We will be here right here next week, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come on out, Chickie and Pete's, PPL Center, Allentown, Pennsylvania.
That's it.
My name is Mike Yellick.
I'm Stephen Wilshire.
And we will see you right here next week. Right here.
One more call.
We can't. We're out of time.
We're actually out of time.
All right, we'll see you right here next week
Thanks,
on Sports Talk. Take care,
Appreciate
everybody.
It. Sorry, guys.